Many parents raise their children in a particular spiritual tradition. They often hope to transmit a set of moral values, a way of seeing the world, to the next generation. But it's not just the children who embark on a remarkable life curriculum. Their parents, too, are continuously being taught by the often exhausting, sometimes exasperating, and frequently magical syllabus of raising the kids. In Philadelphia, Quaker author Eileen Flanagan published a provocative essay for parents titled God Raising Us.
I wrote the essay because I felt that I hadn't really read anything about parenthood as a path to exploring all the things that we talk about in spirituality, of connecting with God, of learning humility, of learning things like patience. Just the experience of parenting these children was so full of growth for me that it felt like that God was indeed giving me all these lessons through the child who wouldn't be quiet when I wanted her to, or through the child who decorated the white carpet with pink sidewalk chalk, that these were actually very growth-filled experiences for me, and that was what I wanted to share.
Hard to see that in the moment, though?
Oh, yes. Not necessarily easy in the moment, which is why I thought it was important to put some of the stories together and see the bigger picture.
So you feel that you were kind of being trained in the difficult discipline of patience through these experiences?
Yeah, patience is not my strong suit, never has been. And that was just one of the things that I felt really tested in as a parent, especially of young children, but even still sometimes as the parent of two teenagers now, that it was an opportunity for me to grow in ways that were challenging that I didn't really have to do when I was a single 20-something who could pretty much do things on my own schedule.
With her husband, Tom, a social worker, Eileen Flanagan has raised two healthy, energized teenagers at their home known for its colorful flower display out front in the East Falls section of Philadelphia. Their daughter is down-to-earth and independent-minded, their son an athlete and creative spirit. But in any family, bringing up children provides a blend of delightful surprises and occasionally vexing moments, and the challenges can present a spiritual opportunity. A parent must decide when it's time to assert control and when the wiser choice is giving up a bit of personal independence.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, starting with pregnancy. My first child, my daughter, was 2 weeks after her due date. And I'm a very punctual person. I like things to happen when they're supposed to happen. And here was this child not coming on time right from the get-go. And it turned out to be what was best. I broke my arm right before my due date, and in the end was really grateful that she took her time in coming. But that was really when I started thinking about the Serenity Prayer as a guide for life, that there are some things we can control and we should take responsibility for certain things, but there are a lot of things we have to let go of and accept that we're not in charge. And parenting just seemed to be full of those I'm not in charge opportunities for letting go.
And this begs the age-old question of just what or who is in charge. Some days it can feel like absolutely nothing in a confusing field of chaos. But most of the time, most of us are guided by some natural order or higher power or maybe just some formless organizing principle of life. Eileen Flanagan.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like the further along my journey I go, the less I try and speculate about God. But I would say that I believe in a creator, in a divine force that we co-create with. So it's not that there's some old white guy on a cloud who's mapped it all out, and these are the things Eileen needs to learn, so let's give her these lessons. But I do believe in a greater spiritual force that we are kind of dancing with, and that opportunity...